So this practice is intended to help us become more aware of what we're feeling at deeper levels. And when starting any practice like this, very important to make sure that we are settled and grounded first, so becoming aware of our bodies, sitting or lying here, and we can either scan our bodies from head to toe or toe to head. Or we can initially focus our awareness on the points of contact between ourselves and the cushions and the floor, and then widening awareness out from those points of contact so that we're becoming aware of our whole bodies just sitting or lying here. As we continue to practice, it's also very helpful to be aware of other things that are coming to us from our senses. So sounds, any sights that we can see from our sense of vision, taste, smell, whatever's there, just being aware of ourselves sitting here, experiencing whatever's coming to us from our five senses right now. So as best we can, coming to rest with the experience of our five senses, and then becoming aware of the breath flowing in and out of our bodies. And as we start, perhaps being a little bit more aware of the air flowing out of the body, of the out-breath, the sense of release that goes with it, the sense of relaxation and of letting go. And perhaps we can feel how there's a release of tension with every out-breath. The body letting go with every out-breath. Tension being released and dissipating. And as the body breathes out and releases tension, so the mind can also release its thought and its feeling and its emotion. So as we're becoming aware of what's going through our minds right now, just seeing if we can allow the flow. Just allowing whatever's there to be there. Watching it come up into our awareness. And letting it be. As we're doing our best, allowing the breath to flow, allowing tension to drain from the body, allowing thought, feeling and emotion to pass through the mind. Perhaps we can also feel a sense of our hearts opening. A sense as we're breathing of softening. Of a gentle opening. Of a warmth. with every breath, the heart opening a little bit more to whatever it is we're experiencing. So the heart is open. There's perhaps a sense of kindness and caring, a sense perhaps of some love. The heart is open to whatever we're experiencing from our five senses. The heart is open to whatever's going through our mind. And as best we can, as we're allowing the flow of the breath, releasing of tension, the flowing of the thought stream, allowing all of this with the openness of our hearts, perhaps we can also begin to look more deeply into ourselves. To feelings and attitudes and mind states that are usually hidden. Perhaps as we're doing our best To look more deeply into ourselves, we may meet resistance. We may meet insecurity or fear. Maybe a strong sense of this is not the way things should be. Maybe even a sense of shame or guilt. Just seeing if we can receive whatever arises into that openness of heart. Acknowledging it simply as the nature of being human. Opening out to the layers of our emotional experience, being honest with whatever we find there, doing our best to view it without judgment. Simply just another aspect of being human. The process could be said to be one of being honest and open with ourselves, becoming aware of exactly how we feel at various levels, admitting to ourselves what it feels like, opening out to it, giving the intensity of any feeling a chance to dissipate.